Title of my message right now is something that is definitely occurring all over America. Every time I go into a store and look at the front page of a newspaper, Burleson, mass spraying. Fort Worth, mass spraying. Dallas, this county, that county. Irving appeals. We want our mosquito spray. Don't leave us out. So yes, you're hearing a sermon on the evil of mass mosquito spraying. And this is my subtitle. Feminization, sickness, and death. God says if you love His wisdom, you love life. But if you hate God's wisdom, you love death. And we've got a death culture today. When you think about this culture of death and the great deception that is upon mankind, I want you to look at what the Bible says about the last days in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, let me say this. I do not believe that everyone involved in spraying cities with mosquitoes has some type of evil intention. They're just deceived. You understand that? They are doing the will of Satan, whether they know they're doing that or not. But the devil doesn't have to have an organized conspiracy, though I do not doubt that there is one. He already has. If he just gets you to do his will, he already is accomplishing his purposes. Do you understand that? So I do believe in a satanic conspiracy. I believe that there's an organized satanic conspiracy against God, against God's people, and against everything that is good and holy. And it's a conspiracy that wants to bring death and destruction. You saw them children get devil possessed in the Bible, and it always tried to throw them into the fire, throw them into the water and drown them. Devils want to kill you. Satan wants to kill you. Do you understand that? And the Bible said he's the prince of the air, the god of this world. And praise God, soon the Lord is going to come and throw him in the pit of hell. It's going to be a wonderful day. But right now he's running free, seeking whom he may devour. And there's a lot of evil men and seducers, whether they know it or not, they're doing His will. Well, what's His will? Death. Destruction. This is interesting. Look at Revelation 12, verse 9. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. There's a time coming. I know the whole world's in darkness and lieth in wickedness, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a time when the Bible says the whole world is deceived by the dragon. And we're starting to see the spirit of that right now. Who is the great dragon? Well, the Bible tells you. You don't got to guess about it. It's Satan, is it not? He is the great dragon. Well, look what Revelation 13 says is coming. They, the whole world, did what? Worshipped the dragon. Could you actually believe we would get to a point where the whole world would worship Satan? Now, understand they're going to redefine Satan. He's the one that wants you to love yourself, be your own God. It's all going to be described as beautiful. Liberty. Look at John chapter 8. Ye are of your father who? The devil and the lust of your father ye will do. And this is important. He was a what? He was a murderer from the beginning. Which means he's still a murderer. And anybody that follows him is going to end up being a what? A murderer in one form or another. You get out here and follow this world, you're going to end up killing something, folks. You understand that? The devil's going to ensure it. And that's how it is. Dear God, I do pray that You help us. Help us, God, to follow Your will today, to follow Your Spirit, and not follow the murdering spirit of the devil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me set the stage for you today. Our topic is the evil of mass mosquito spraying, and we're going to get to the heart of it, I assure you. But I want to set the stage for you, because the reason they can't understand what's going on today is because they have this, that's impossible mentality. That can't be. Even if the facts don't line up, I just refuse to believe it. Because to believe it is scary. Do you understand? It's frightening. Because that means that people they thought were good are not good. you understand. So I want to set the stage. We set the stage a little bit this morning with Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger's Culture of Death. But I want to mention a few moments about hospice. We preached a series or a few messages on hospice Holocaust in America. Praise God, Tex Mars picked this up in a radio program, Secrets number 193, about halfway through the program. And I'm going to read what he says. He says, "Let me tell you something that really bothers me today. It's called hospice. I'm very familiar with hospice. It seems like these people must be wonderful Christian people. But in my experience, I've found that they're not good Christian people. It's a scary thing. I received some information on this, a CD report called The Hospice Holocaust by Pastor Joey Foss. And you might be able to locate information about Foss at KingdomBaptist.org. He has a CD entitled Hospice Holocaust. My good friend Brother Matt sent me this CD. And he says, Tex, enclosed is an unbelievable eye-opening sermon preached by Joey Foss, an independent Baptist pastor from Texas. Pastor Foss recently witnessed his aunt be medically killed by a hospice morphine overdose. He said it's akin to what the Nazis did, and certainly the communists. I don't have a good feeling in my heart about this hospice organization. I think there might even be some Satanists enlisted in that who want to see people die. Kevorkian said he was almost euphoric in watching people die. In the Old Testament, we read the words, all they that hate me love death. Praise God, some folks listened, and they began to write. Some that have heard our messages on sermon audio, and others that picked up on it from text. And here's one from Wisconsin. It says, Dear Pastor Foss, Tex Mars, and Ron Panzer, I am a regular listener to the Power of Prophecy radio program. I heard Pastor Foss' name mentioned in Texas' most recent Secrets radio broadcast. I went to Kingdom Baptist Church website and listened to Nazi Death Culture Arises, Hospice Hell Part 1 and Part 2, Organ Snatchers and the Brain Death Lie. Thank you, Tex and Pastor Foss, for making your broadcasts and sermons available online. I am a former hospice chaplain in Wisconsin of a for-profit hospice company headquartered in Bay City, Michigan. I can testify to the accuracy of the information Pastor Foss presented in Hospice Hell. I have many similar examples to your aunt's story, and I saw it every day. My eyes, and I've deleted, one day I'd like you to read the rest of this letter because it's very eye-opening, but my eyes are being opened, although I wanted to believe the best in people. I lost my job because I talked too much about what I was seeing. And that's what happened. You start getting upset and making racket, you'll find you've lost your job. Thank you all for what you're doing to alert the public. May this information go viral on the internet in light of the upcoming Obamacare, which is being implemented in advance. Another sister from Austin says, Dear Pastor Foss, I just heard about your sermon about killing people, listening to the audio by Tex Mars Hospice. I just listened to part one. Thank you for making these available on your website. I'm positive. And then she goes and gives some alarming testimony. I'm positive that the hospice nurse and family members were all quietly going along with the deliberate starving of this dear lady. Anyway, there are many, many ways these hospice murderers can ply their satanic trade aside from directly employing morphine. I think you are blessed as a preacher. You spoke the truth in love. You spoke the truth ever so plainly. You prayed that each of us not have any of this hospice stealth euthanasia business happen in our lives and families. I'm going to write Dr. Stan Monteith to contact you and invite you as a guest. I hope he will. Dr. Stan told how he was in his medical training and in practice many years ago. He witnessed doctors passively killing patients. And she gives some examples of that. A few more. Glenn from Montana. Wow, this message just shocked my wife and I. We have a friend that was dying of cancer when we found this message. The pastor described perfectly what was going on before our very eyes. Couldn't sleep that night like a bad dream. Good job, Pastor. Next morning, I called our friend's wife, told her about hospice, and she just thought they were wonderful. Couldn't believe it. Lord bless, brother. Janine from Louisiana. Great sermon. I'm stunned by this. So this is happening. And that's enough. I just want to let you know that we're getting some testimonies from around America where people are watching this happen. And eyes are awakening to hearts and minds are awakening to this horrible Holocaust of putting people to death when God has not put them to death. And this is a horrible thing. But now that you have a little bit, with Margaret Sanger's abortion quotes this morning, with your realization that you have a president that says it's okay if the child is still alive. I mean, he was alive in the womb, and the child's outside the womb, and they're still going to put it to death. That is some sick stuff in America today. And everybody just, you know, they don't want to hear it. You try to tell people downtown, Brother Sean, we'll try to speak to them sometime about Obama and death, and they say, I don't want to hear it. It's not politically correct. See, I don't want to hear anything about death. And so I want to change gears now. And having abortion and hospice in your mind, so if you're ever tempted to think, certainly there's no evil intent in spraying for mosquitoes, you just think about what's going on in America today. When these rich people get together in their multi-billion dollar foundation, you know what they talk about? They talk about how to get rid of the population. They talk about how to that's their good deed. How they can reduce the population. That's what they talk about. I have read Bertrand Russell of the Fabian Society, where he openly said, we might be able to use diet to limit the population. He said it. I've read H.G. Wells of the same communist organization that says, you know, if people don't buy the propaganda, it's almost like he said, if you don't go eat your messed up food down at Walmart and do what we tell you and go ahead and die quickly, we might have to use more violent measures. That's what he said. So, on one side, when you have these men saying that they're going to resort to wiping out the population, I mean, and you have this culture of death, it's not that hard to believe that there's something more sinister going on in the fact that all across America, I mean, even up into Arkansas, even up in the Ozarks of Arkansas, every city, they're spraying all over. Praise God, up there in southern Missouri, they said, well, there's no mosquitoes, so there's no need to spray. But hey, they'll get you with the tick spray. Make sure you rub DEET all over you. You know, get it in the water supply. They're going to get you somehow, folks. And you know, I've spoken for a couple of weeks about how they have, in the plastic, they have put these hormones and these estrogenic plastic, and it's in your dairy and it's in your meat. And what happens is, it makes everyone infertile or sick. And both of these things accomplish their so-called global agenda. If you're sick, you're going to die off. And some of these folks are evolutionists. They've read The Superman by Nietzsche. They follow the Hitler, Margaret Sanger mentality. And they believe that we need to cleanse the gene pool. And in their eyes, the survival of the fittest. If you're too stupid to read ingredients, you need to die. I think that's how they think. You understand that? So they think if you're going to be stupid, it's what they did with Crisco. They came in the 1920s and said, we've got new plastic to cook your food in. And everybody said, oh, wow, that's great. Should we really cook our food in plastic, Crisco? And they said, oh, it'll be good for your heart. All the doctors recommend it. So all these women jumped upon it. And it took them, what, 50, 60 years when the report started coming out? I think Crisco's killing everybody. And they said, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a conspiracy theorist. It took another 20 years. And finally, they ended up now admitting, and you can go read the American Heart Association. You can go read all of these websites, and they all say stay away from margarine and Crisco because they can't deny it anymore. You understand? They know it causes heart disease. Now, but that's great. You wiped out a whole generation and gave them heart attacks, and then you finally admit it's wrong. And they'll just go on to the next drug, the next drug, the next drug. If it takes 50 years, you at least wipe out a whole generation, and you can just keep on doing this thing, see? I believe there's two objectives by evil men in high places. Number one, decrease the population, especially of the weak and elderly and ignorant. Number two, render the rest passive, feminized, lethargic, and disoriented. Now, who would want an entire population to be effeminate, lethargic, disoriented, and passive? Certainly somebody that would want to control you. Now, when you consider these two agendas, kill or render infertile, It brings a whole new light on mosquito spraying. It brings a whole new light. Now, I'm just the type of person that says, it's not that difficult, people. They can't totally hide what's coming out of those airplanes. Let's read about what they're spraying. I've got Google Books. You can do that. I've got a library. Let's type in the poison that they're spraying out of the airplane and let's go back and read the history of it and see what it does. Then guess what? Put two and two together. You found out what they're doing to the entire population. But they say most people aren't going to do that, you see. Spraying this junk all over America and the mad way they're priming you with the propaganda of West Nile virus. The way this they're scaremongering and making you think, I don't want to get West Nile virus. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get it. And they've inflamed you to such a degree that the people are begging for the spray. Will you crop dust me? Will you treat me like a bug and spray Raid upon me? Will you please drive over me and I'll come out and stand and just please squirt me, pretend I'm a bug? What can make people so ignorant? What can make people so foolish? Propaganda. It works. They're experts at it. In fact, they don't have to... It's not trying to convince you, well, you let us kill you. You're begging for the poison. And then, of course, they've got people that control the media. I got on the radio and was rebuking this talk show host, and he used every form of Nazi where you laugh and mock and try to humiliate the opposition. Of course, he had nothing to say. He just sat there and laughed and laughed. And the whole time I was going, and the whole time I began to rebuke him and say, you're killing the bees. And buddy, if your bees die, you die. What kind of nonsense is he? So do you think I care about bees when we have people? And can you be that ignorant that you don't understand when your bees die, when your ecology breaks down, when all of your insects and things begin to die, you die. Not to mention, there's no proof that the stuff even works on the mosquitoes, and not to mention all of the side effects that it brings. And so, but of course, not having anything to say, he just sat there and laughed and laughed and laughed. And then they had somebody call up, which I think was a plant, that said, well, who cares about a few elderly people? I don't want you spraying that stuff on us. And then so what they did, like, see, anybody's going to say that. I mean, like, anybody's going to say that. I think it was a plan. I think they had somebody call up and say that because that pretty much got rid of the debate. That got rid of the debate. Everybody listening then says, oh, yes, these stupid people. They care more about bees than they do people. And the fellow just said it on the radio. So, see, that's propaganda, folks. Have you ever thought for a second that that was a set-up call? Have you ever thought for a second that they screen and handpick who they want to call? And that's why you can't sound too smart when you call, because you might not get online, you see. You might not get on the air. But listen, many have drunk the Kool-Aid and they're passionate about mosquito spray. Not many years ago, I reproved the city of Mansfield with a fellow, with a beekeeper, and we went up and rebuked the city council, and praise God, they didn't spray malathion. They were going to spray malathion all over the neighborhoods of Mansfield. Malathion is banned all around the world as a horrible toxic poison. And they were going to spray it. It causes birth defects, miscarriages, everything. And they were going to spray that, so praise God, they backed off for a few years until this latest West Nile scare. And now everybody, all these cities are jumping on the bandwagon. You know, propaganda can make people frantic and irrational. It can. But you know, what if there was a little bit of truth behind mosquitoes in West Nile? I'm saying, what if? What if there was some truth behind it? Do you know there's other ways to get rid of mosquitoes? And nobody's mentioning these things. Let me just show you. Beyond Pesticides, June 27, 2012. That's not that long ago. I didn't have to dig to find this. Okay? Look what it says. One county in New Jersey is getting serious about combating mosquitoes this season. Instead of relying on pesticide spraying, which has been shown to not be effective, The Cape May County Department of Mosquito Control is imploring 10,000 tiny shrimp-like crustaceans that will eat their way through mosquito larvae in the county swamps, roadside ditches, and small pools. The latest weapon in the battle against mosquitoes is barely visible. The frequency of pesticide applications required for aerial applications to be effective, combined with the public health risk caused as a result of these applications, makes aerial mosquito spraying campaigns ineffective, both in terms of cost and public safety. So, when they have these other options, even if you believe the whole mosquito thing, we would rather crop dust you. We would rather just... Basically, they are literally, I'm not lying, this is literally what is happening. They're putting cans of Raid, big giant cans of Raid, it's the same stuff that's in Raid. They are putting it in the back of an airplane, and they are spraying you with Raid bug spray. That's what's happening. This is how ignorant people have become because of the propaganda. Howard Garrett's doing what he can, the dirt doctor. In toxic mosquito spraying must be stopped. He says Scott Hanlon, Assistant Director of Code Compliance toward the Fort Worth City Council, nobody puts a spraying program in place as the solution for West Nile virus. Spraying only kills adult mosquitoes that are active during the time the chemicals are being dispersed. They don't impact larvae. Spraying toxic mosquito pesticides, known generally as synthetic pyrethroids, has been the primary recommendation. Besides being toxic, this procedure doesn't work. When these airborne toxins reach water features, ponds, and creeks, a common result is the death of fish. Don't you want all your fish to die? The risk of getting West Nile virus is remote. A very small percentage of mosquitoes have the virus, and an even smaller percentage of people exposed to the virus develop symptoms, and a minute percentage of those people even get sick. Deaths? Well, there are tremendously large numbers of people who die from asthma and other respiratory diseases. How many people are going to die of asthma because you squirted Raid on entire populations? Even the experts who push the toxic spraying admit that the pyrethrum and pyrethroid products adversely affects those with allergies and can actually cause those problems. You know, it kills the insects that eat the mosquitoes also. It kills the dragonflies. It kills beneficial insects like bees. All right, what are they spraying? The aerial spray consists of prolithrin and sumithrin. And sumithrin is known as diphenothrin or phenothrin. According to NBCDFW.com, do it adulticide to be sprayed over Dallas County in the coming days. Duet or Duet is an EPA-approved pesticide comprised... Now listen here, here it is. Comprised of two active ingredients. What are they? Sumithrin and prolithrin. Do y'all see that? Two ingredients. Sumithrin and prolithrin. All right. Just the Facts 101 says Anvil. That's a bug spray. Is sprayed in Chicago and many other cities. Sumithrin is the what? Main active ingredient. Okay, Richard B. Ford, in Kirk and Bissner's Handbook of Veterinary Procedures and Emergency Treatment. Let's go back and read what some people, some veterinary folks, a veterinarian say about sumithrin. You can learn a lot from what the veterinarians say, see. Let's go back. Here's what they say. Prolithrin and sumithrin cause clinical signs of tremors. They're talking about in animals. You don't want your animal. Remember, they witnessed this thing. Bring your animal. Oh, this is stuff say, bring your animals inside. It's safe? Bring my animals inside? Which is it? Well, you might want to bring them inside. Why? 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 Why bring my animals inside? Prolithrin and sumithrin cause clinical signs of tremors, seizures, respiratory distress, and paralysis. The compounds can be significantly harmful if inhaled or applied to the skin. I see. So, how many people went to the hospital for seizures, for respiratory distress, for asthma, for strange twitches? How many people have gone to the hospital recently? Do you think the hospital's going to say, I think you inhaled mosquito spray? Did somebody squirt Raid on you? Did somebody walk into your living room and put Raid all over the place? No, somebody squirted Raid from the sky. And then they drove around in a truck and squirted it all in my front yard. Do you think they're going to connect the dots? Do you think they're... No, they're making tons of money. Hospitals are being filled with people who are coming in. But they're not going to link the twitches and the seizures and the respiratory distress to mosquito spray. Okay, let's see. You have an Akita dog. Akita, treasure of Japan. Barbara Boyette says, Sumethrin is another... Now, notice this word. What does it say? Synthetic pyrethroid insecticide. You know what synthetic means? It means they looked at the poison that came from a plant and said, we can duplicate a more toxic form of that synthetically. So, if anybody tells you, oh, they get it from a nice plant, a nice little flower. Folks, it's the same stuff that's in a bottle of Raid that you put on cockroaches. And I hope you find something else to put on your insects that are in your house. I hope you find another way besides bug spray. And I think you will if you let me read a little further. It's a synthetic pyrethroid insecticide. It is a neurotoxin and damages the kidney. All right. Jeff Eisenberg, the bed bug survival guide. Bedlam is the only product that kills bed bugs. The active ingredient is what? Sumethrin. Also a what? Neurotoxin. It's not supposed to be sprayed on people or animals. Well, guess what, Mr. Eisenberg? All of America is getting it sprayed on not only their animals, but their children and everybody else. They say, well, I think it's not really in the air. Well, we'll talk about that in a second, okay? We'll talk about that in a second. Wikipedia says in 2005, the EPA canceled permission to use phenothrin in several flea and tick products. The products were linked to a range of adverse reactions, including hair loss, salivation, tremors, and numerous deaths in cats and kittens. So what the EPA said is some people applied. They said, we want to put this stuff that you're spraying from the airplane, we want to put it in tick spray so people can wipe it on their body. And the EPA says, no, you can't do that because this stuff causes tremors and deaths in cats and kittens. And so, no, we don't want to stick that on your body. But yet you're spraying it from airplanes? You're spraying bed bug spray, Bedlam? See, there's all kinds of brand names. It's all the same ingredient. See, it's all the same ingredient. Whatever the name is, whether it's Raid or Anvil or Bedlam, whatever it is, same ingredient. But here's the contradiction. Here's the great contradiction I want you to think about for a second. Why did they use the synthetic version? Why don't you use? Now, I don't like the natural stuff anyway. If you're going to get a poison, it's still poison. Just because it's natural, it's still poison. Opium's still opium. Cocaine's still cocaine. Poison's still poison just because you get it from nature. But why not use at least the natural form of the poison? Why use the synthetic? Listen now. Why use the synthetic? You know what the answer is? The synthetics make them both potent and stable in sunlight. Okay? So you're using synthetic poison, and it's synthetic because you have made it more toxic and stable in sunlight. Do you know that nobody points out that they get on the radio and they say, what about the bees? You know what they say? They say, well, the beekeepers can put something over it. And they say, well, I know, fella, but what about the wild bees, you know, that are out here in nature? They say, oh, they'll be asleep at night. When they wake up in the morning, the sun will get rid of all the poison and it won't matter anyway. Well, I'd love to talk to one of them people that's supposed to be an expert. I try to say, now wait a second. Isn't the whole point of having a synthetic pyrethroid, isn't the whole point so it'll be stable in sunlight and not break down? So which is it, buddy? Is it stable in sunlight and it doesn't break down, or does it break down by the sun? And you know what the answer is? It's stable in the sunlight. It's not breaking down. And so the bees are getting afflicted by it, and so are you. So are you. I'm starting to see people walk around, and I don't blame them. They're walking around with gas masks and these little dust masks on their face, and you're starting to... This is a horrible age to live in. When you got these are the people that are enlightened that have a little bit of sense. And they're walking around with these face masks on. I'm like, oh, you too, huh? And they're like, yeah, you think I'm going to sit around? I know what they're doing. So there's people walking around that know what they're doing that are walking around with face masks. I mean, this is a ridiculous thing, isn't it? It's a ridiculous thing. And there's always those people that have bought the nihilism of the 60s. Well, we're going to die anyway. You know, we're going to die anyway. Let's just... Well, you say you don't think it's going to kill everybody, do you? No, it's not going to kill everybody. But here's what it's going to do. For those it doesn't kill, they're going to become feminized. Feminized. They're going to be rendered infertile. Infertile. I don't believe everybody will be rendered infertile, but I tell you what, by the time you get done with plastic, and remember, it's not just getting away from BPA. All plastic, whether it's BPA-free or not, is full of estrogens that bring breast cancer to women and cause men to be infertile and feminized. So once you've got a whole world of plastic and then your dairy's filled with hormones, and we've already seen just because you get rid of one hormone and it says it's RHBT whatever free, what about all the other hormones they put in the cheese and dairy? So here's your situation today. Your meat's filled with hormones, your plastics are filled with hormones, and they're indoctrinating you through Hollywood. They're putting these estrogens inside all the pharmaceuticals. It's in the water supply, much of it. But it's not happening quick enough. So they've decided if we squirt Raid from an airplane and make everybody breathe it, it'll accomplish our goals quicker. It'll accomplish our goals. You say, well, who believes that? I don't know. People like Bertrand Russell and people that are like him today. You don't think there's anybody like that today that's picking up where he left off? And even if nobody's consciously saying that, which I don't believe is the case, Satan's saying it. And he'll use whatever ignorance among man that he can. So let's now show that they are now rapidly, I say rapidly, feminizing the whole country. And here's my proof. Andrew P. Yao, New Developments in Breast Cancer Research 2006. Now let's read, let's look at it now. Pyrethroid pesticides were tested for estrogenic activity. Okay? The pyrethroids, fenvalerate and what? Sumefrin demonstrated what? Significant estrogen activity. So, what's in a bottle of Raid? Sumefrin. What's coming out the back of them airplanes? They're crop dusting the whole cities? Sumefrin. And what is Sumefrin? It is a pesticide that has demonstrated in tests significant estrogen activity. You telling me they are not rendering infertile whole populations? Journal of Pesticide Reform, 2003, says Sumefrin is a neuropoison. Symptoms of exposure include dizziness, headache, fatigue, diarrhea. How many are going to have these in their cities and don't even realize where they got it from? In laboratory tests, Sumefrin has damaged the liver and kidneys. It has also caused anemia. So don't spray that mess around your house. Don't take Raid and spray it all over your house and breathe that stuff. It has caused anemia and increased the incidence of liver cancer. Sumefrin can also mimic certain activities of the hormone estrogen. Low concentrations of Sumefrin, as low as one part per billion, kill fish and other aquatic animals. Sumefrin is also highly toxic to bees. Marketed as an insecticide since 1977, using a variety of brand names, including Raid and Anvil. It affects human nerves, similar to their effects on insect nerves. It produces dizziness, headache, fatigue, irritability to sound or touch. I mean, you're going to have a big, tired, headachy, dizzy, irritable communities, huh? Dramatic changes in the activity of cells in humans and other animals are caused by extremely small amounts of hormones and other chemicals. You don't need a bunch of this to change your hormones. Sumefrin has these kinds of effects on hormones. Researchers at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine showed that Sumefrin can mimic estrogen. And not only that, if that wasn't bad enough, notice this. Sumefrin also keeps androgens from binding. Androgens stimulate or control the development and maintenance of male characteristics by binding to androgen receptors. So what they've proven, it not only increases estrogen, it keeps your testosterone from working. Do you understand that? Scientists from Brown University and the National Institute of Health showed that in reproductive cells, sumethrin could displace an androgen from its normal receptors. The uterus in women was made smaller in female rats, and pregnant rabbits had more miscarriages. A study from Mount Sinai School of Medicine linked sumethrin to breast cancer. Tiny amounts of sumethrin kill bees. I mean, how many women have miscarriages and they just sprayed Raid on a bunch of bugs? They didn't know. They're sitting there breathing and inhaling this stuff. But for those that are more natural, environmental, they say, you're not bringing that bug spray into my house, you know. I don't like roaches. I don't like anything like that. But there's other ways to get rid of that stuff other than just, I mean, I don't like bugs. But I don't like cancer and miscarriage and everything else, you know. I mean, that's like cutting your head off to get rid of a headache. That's ridiculous, folks. Don't bring that poison into your house. But for those that are environmentally conscious in these cities that don't bring Raid into their house, they're just going to spray it in the atmosphere. Let it drop on everything. This is horrible. Elizabeth Pilosy in Plano, Natural Health Examiner, says, let's look at the other one now. Pralithrin appeared on the Colborne list and European Union prioritization list as a chemical known to be disruptible to the human endocrine system. So the other one is also bad. The endocrine system is a complex network of gland, hormones, and receptors. It provides the key communication and control link between the nervous system and the bodily functions such as reproduction, immunity. Don't you want good immunity? I do. Metabolism and even behavior. So what is worse? A mosquito bite and the rare chance it carries West Nile virus combined with the necessary element of having an immune system suppressed to the point of non-resistance or suffering the myriad of devastating side effects of neuroendocrine toxicity from these harmful bioengineered chemicals. Dallas Department of Health and Safety offered 3 recommendations on top of the mosquito spray to keep mosquitoes at bay. This is quite interesting. While the first two are a fairly good device, their third recommendation raises great concern. So here's what Dallas Department of Health said. They said, we're going to be spraying Raid over you. I'm telling you in effect what they said. We're going to be spraying Raid, big old cans of Raid, over the entire population. But they said, here's something you can do to help us. As we spray Raid over your neighborhoods, I want you to go inside and get DEET, D-E-E-T, and I want you to put it all over you. Well, not sure if they've had their head tucked under a rock, but for quite some time, DEET has been known as a neurotoxic chemical affecting muscle control, strength, and coordination. The hazard and sinister motives provoking spraying our neighborhoods and playgrounds with chemicals are masked under the guise of public safety. Simply topically applying coconut oil on your skin will prevent mosquitoes from biting. They're not going to tell you that, are they? The controversial spraying of DEET, containing known neuroendocrine toxic chemicals, amounts to local genocide being carried out in the name of public health and national security. So, they're getting you by the mosquito spray, which disrupts your hormones and everything else. And then they're giving you the recommendation to put DEET on your body, which you look up the side effects, it says lethargy. I mean, story after story after story of people that sprayed it on them and ended up being disoriented, not knowing where they were at. Birth defects, seizures, twitching, spasms, rashes, and guess what? Reproductive problems in men and women. How about that? So they're going to get you. They're going to render you infertile somehow. Just listen to the news enough. Listen to the news enough. HealthSearches.org. HealthSearches.org. Another common misconception is that pesticides such as sumethrin are safer because they are made from chrysanthemum flowers. Not true. Sumethrin belongs to a class of pesticides known as pyrethroids, which are synthetic analog. Pyrethroids are not natural. In fact, pyrethroids are toxic to the endocrine system, including the thyroid and the immune system. Pyrethroids disrupt the body's natural hormonal balance. A study at Mount Sinai School of Medicine that was published in the peer-reviewed journal Environmental Health Perspectives in 1999 found pyrethroids should be considered to be hormone disruptors. The study indicated that these pesticides interfere with the endocrine system by mimicking the effects of estrogen. There it is. No spray coalition. Says sumethrin, anvil, resmethrin, scourge, and permethrin, often used in household bug sprays, each belong to a class of pesticides known as pyrethroids. Several studies indicate pyrethroids disrupt the endocrine system by mimicking the effects of female hormone estrogen. This in turn can cause breast cancer in women and infertility, etc. in men. University of Greifswald says several pesticides used as herbicides, insecticides, and fungicides known to be endocrine disrupting chemicals were examined in this series of German studies. Acute and chronic pesticide exposure lead to changes in the reproductive hormone concentration, with concentrations of testosterone decreasing one day after acute exposure. Toxicology Letters, June 30, 1999. Links between pyrethroids and childhood brain cancers. That's another study. A series of investigations conducted at Northwestern's Department of Molecular Pharmacology and Biological Chemistry in Chicago has found neurological damage from pyrethroids. All right. Twitching, seizures, muscle spasms, disorientation, lack of drive and force, and infertility and breast cancer and miscarriages and who knows what else. Melissa Kaplan says pyrethroids bring inhalation. If you inhale them, bring coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, runny or stuffy nose, chest pain, difficulty breathing, disrupts the endocrine system by mimicking the female hormone estrogen, thus causing excessive estrogen levels in females, which you're already getting from your meats and dairy and plastics. In human males, its estrogenizing or feminizing effects include reproductive problems. And she goes on to list what those are. In both, it can lead to the abnormal growth of breast tissue in men and women. So, that's not good, folks. You know what I say? You know what I say? I say there never was a greater, more crucial time for you to implement a biblical diet in your home. Do you know researchers have gone through and shown that why is that every food that's named in the Bible is anti-inflammatory? Anti-inflammatory. It's amazing. Look up anti-inflammatory. The foods in the Bible are cleansing. They protect you. They renew your youth. And I believe those that have been obedient to follow God's wisdom. The Bible says He gives you good things for your mouth to eat that your youth will be. Those that follow God's natural ways are to some degree getting a protection, a cleansing of their organs. And I'm not saying that you can just walk out and breathe this stuff, but I'm saying you are getting everything. You're getting the grapes and the olive oil and the things that you need that help cleanse your body. And at the same time, we need to rebuke these cities. We need to get out of these cities, get away from them, and make sure that people get involved and go in there and rebuke that city council and tell them, expose this information. Get out and show it and let these people know. And because, you know, a lot of times they're just sitting on these boards and they're thinking, well, they've gone through and brought hysteria to everybody. So the cities, people coming up to the city council. And imagine if you're sitting up on a city council and you got a whole bunch of hysterical people telling you, what are you going to do? Are we going to get West Nile? We need to be sprayed. So if one person gets West Nile, then they're going to point out to that person on city council and say, he was the fool that wouldn't do it. So everybody's caving in. So you got to scare them the other way. You got to stand up and say, if you do spray. So you wanted to be a leader, didn't you? And that's what happens with a leader. You get knocked down by both sides. You're going to make somebody mad no matter what you do. See, that's what a leader is. Somebody's going to get mad. And somebody's going to get happy. But you just better make sure God's pleased. Amen? Whoever you have to displease, you better make sure God's pleased. And we need some men with backbone that'll get on these boards and get on these community leaders to whatever degree they can now without being controlled. But you need to get on and expose this information. Expose the wickedness behind these bug sprays. And, you know, the Bible says that Christians in the last days need to get in the way. The Bible said, he that lets will let until he be taken out of the way. I want to get in the way. I want to be a thorn. I'm not a big enough thorn. But I tell you what, if we all work together, we can be a thorn. You understand? We can hinder what the devil's doing. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? No, you can hinder the devil. You can hinder the devil. And praise God for that. It's going to take some manliness to do it. To stand up and get in the way, save people's lives, go around behind them as they're trying to bring a culture of death, go around behind them and teach life. Life. Let's spread life everywhere we go. Amen. God says He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That's your physical life, your emotional life, your spiritual life. It's all there. We got a good God, don't we? But the Bible said, my people, they would not. They're destroyed. Lack of knowledge. They didn't want to hear my wisdom. It's all right there in that book. It's all right there in that book. Dear Father, we do thank You, God, that You come to bring life, that Jesus comes to bring life. And Lord, we know there's a prince of darkness. There's the prince of the power of the air. There was a murderer from the beginning and a liar. And he comes to use his propaganda to spread death. And they're putting light for darkness and darkness for light and good for evil and evil for good. Lord, let us not be ashamed to stand up and be called crazy. When all's said and done, Lord, they'll know that we were right. And that there were folks that spoke truth and tried to rebuke it. And Lord, when everything falls apart and these things come to pass, may these CDs, Lord, be a witness that some were not sitting around passively partaking of it, quiet about it. I'm tired of seeing people die, dear Lord. I'm tired of seeing people sick. I'm tired of seeing Christians make excuses why they can't follow biblical wisdom. And they continue. And Lord, I know soon all those little bit of sicknesses are going to add up to one big one, Lord. And I do pray that You'll cause this church to be a healthy church, a wise church. And not only this church, but spread it around. That we get rid of this Baptist baloney and gluttony, which is just pure asceticism, right out of the Gnostic occult teachers of the early days. Dear Father, thank You for Your goodness. Help us to take care of our temple, take care of this earth, and be good stewards of it. And not be among those that You're going to come to judge who destroy the earth. In the name of Jesus. Amen.